Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Dalid. We are holding on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis. We're about five lines before the lines get very wide, at Shiva Menudin L'Shamayim. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, also anonymously Lili Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by Meisha and Devorah Smith for Fushlim, for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Devorah Mindel, also in memory of Avi Weiss, Avram Yaakov, Ben Meshulam Dovol of Ashalma, recently passed away, by his friends of the BMT class of 1991, also by Judy and Mark Frankel and family, Lili Nishmas, their dear son and brother Moshe Yehuda Ben Meir Elio of Ashalom, and also by Kenny Sharf, Lezecha Nishmas, his mother's yard site, Chana Bas Yehuda Halevi, Anita Sharf, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is the Gemara is going to talk about seven people who are Menuda L'Shamayim or in Cherim from Shamayim. And then the Gemara is going to bring Halachos in the name of Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal. We're going to identify who Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal is. And then we're going to talk about how a person should be somewhat frugal in terms of the type of food that he eats. He shouldn't buy very expensive food all the time. And then we're going to get back into the Seder night. The Gemara is going The Mishnah is going to have machlokes beishamei and beisillel about the proper order of brachos that are said over the first cup of wine. Is it baruch priyagafen and then kiddush hayom, or vice versa? We're going to give two reasons in a brisa for each shita. Then the next Mishnah is going to talk about the karpas and the various items that are brought to the table after the karpas. Reish Lakish is going to derive from the Mishnah that mitzvah strichas kavana, that we see the major sugya of mitzvah strichas kavana is derived from here. And then the Gemara is going to quote four different shitos as to what a person needs to eat in order to be yotzei the two cooked vegetables for the Seder as a zecher to the Korban Pesach and to the Korban Chagiga. So let's begin again about five, six lines before the lines get very wide. Shiva Menudin, first one of the line is Bimelchama. So the Gemara brings seven people that are Menuda L'Shamayim. So Shiva Menuda L'Shamayim, seven people are Menuda L'Shamayim. Eloin, and they are the following. Number one, Yehudi Shein Loisha, a Jew that chooses not to get married, and is therefore not osek in Piria Verivia. Now, it's a strange word for the Gemara to use. Yehudi? Mi she'en lo isha. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, yeah, the proper girsa is mi she'en lo isha. And Tiktuke Sofrim, he points out that the word Yehudi is probably from the censor. The Achronim explained that the Roman priests wouldn't get married, so they didn't like the idea that mi she'en lo isha is considered menuda l'shamayim. So he said, no, that for the Jews, Yehudi she'en lo isha. But for a non-Jew, if a person is a priest, they didn't want people to think that that's a problem. Number two, v'sheyesh lo isha ve'en lo banim, or a person who has an isha, but he doesn't have banim. Obviously, if he's choosing not to have children, Tosus points out, if he's posheya, and he's choosing to neglect the mitzvah of pruravu. In the Rif on the Ein Yaakov, he says that if he has banim, but he's e'en lo bas, even though he's not mekayim the mitzvah of pruravu, he's not considered menuda l'shamayim, meaning this is someone who, if a person has children but just doesn't never had both genders, and we paskin you need one of each gender in order to be pater for the mitzvah puravu, but it's not menuda l'shamayim. And number three, mishiyish l'banim vein megadol l'talmud Torah, someone who has children but he chooses not to be megadol them l'talmud Torah, doesn't raise them in the ways of Torah. The mitzvah of puravu is not only to have children, the main point is because everyone wants to have children. People enjoy being able to have children, and there's a nachas in having children, there's enjoyment in having, but that's not why the primary mitzvah. The primary mitzvah is not for our own enjoyment. The primary mitzvah is to continue the mesorah. So the only way to do that is to be megadol them the Talmud Torah. So if a person is not megadol them the Talmud Torah, he's also it's a major chisar in his mitzvah puravu. Number four, mishein lo tefillin berosho tefillin bezroo, someone who doesn't wear tefillin. Number five, tzitzis bebigdo, person who doesn't have tzitzis on his on his beged is also menuda l'shamayim. Tosfos points out, Einot says bigdos, he has a beged of dalet kanfos, and he chooses not to put tzitzis on that beged of dalet kanfos. Or Tosfos says, maybe this even means beyond that. Maybe this even means a person who chooses not to wear a beged of dalet kanfos, and you have to go out of your way in order to purchase a beged of dalet kanfos so that you can wear it, so that you can become chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Even though technically speaking, one is only chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis if you happen to have a beged of dalet kanfos. Tamfos, but maybe there's a menudah l'shamayim if you choose not to fulfill this mitzvah. The Gemara tells us elsewhere that if a person chooses not to fulfill the mitzvah by not buying a beggar of dalit kanfos, so be'idin ritcha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he's going to take out his wrath on such a person for choosing to avoid that mitzvah. The Marsha points out that second pshat, that he has to bring himself l'idei chiyuv, is not shayach l'gavei tefillin, meaning that second pshat is about tzitzis davka, because tefillin is a chovah shabakuf. A person who doesn't have tefillin is obligated to go out of his way and buy tefillin. And umezuzah bepischo, someone who doesn't have a mezuzah on his doorway. A person is not obligated to buy a house so that he will have a chiyuv mezuzah, but when you have a house, you have a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah. Amaneh menal miraglev, and the final one that's menudah l'shamayim, someone who doesn't wear shoes on his feet, because asli kol tzarchi relates to shoes. It shows that it's a demonstration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of all of our needs. So if a person doesn't wear shoes on his feet, it's as if he's saying he's not acknowledging that Hashem takes care of those things that he needs. That if a person doesn't participate in a chaburus mitzvah, the Rashbam over here writes kigon mishta shel bris mila or bas kohen the kohen, either mishta shel bris mila or bas kohen the kohen, meaning that there's a marriage between two miyuchasim. We had earlier in the Masechta where the Gemara discussed daf memtes, where the Gemara discussed that a person should be masibito l'tamil chacham, and that if there's a problem in the discrepancy in the yichus in a marriage, that could lead to yisurin and not good things. But when the yichus matches and you have two miyuchasim and you have an inve agefen, be inve agefen, so that's a wonderful thing. So to participate in such a su'udas mitzvah is worthwhile. And someone who doesn't participate, it sounds like from the Gemara, someone who's given, based on the previous example, someone who's given the opportunity to participate and chooses not to participate, so that's going to be menudah l'shamayim. This is the basis of the idea that whenever someone makes a bris mila, whenever someone has a bris for their child, they don't invite you. They say, I'm just informing you that we're making a bris. Such a strange lashon, I'm just informing you. Am I invited or am I not invited? What do you mean you're informing me that you're making a bris? So that's based on this Rashbam, that the Rashbam gives the example of bris mila as someone who's ain't a mesa b'chabur shel mitzvah. L'chora, we should do the same thing by a wedding. If you have miyuchas marrying, I was at a wedding yesterday, two chashuva families of Talmidei Chacham, so l'chora, not to go would be a real problem of not participating in a chaburus mitzvah. For whatever reason, the practice developed that we only do that by a bris mila, not by other chaburus mitzvah. Amar Rav Aruchan, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Marta, Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal. Three halachos in the name of Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal. Number one, Minayin Shein Sholin B'Kaldiyim. How do I know that we're not supposed to look to people who look at the stars and tell me my future based on what the stars say? Shenemar Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. You have to trust that everything is going to work the way Hashem wants it to work, and whatever is going to happen in life is going to be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to happen. So we're not supposed to be interested in trying to predict our futures. I would have answered, because there are a bunch of fakers, they don't really know what's going to happen, and the Gemara says, even if they're accurate, even if there's still a mitzvah of Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. When it comes to a lot of the issues that relate to Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, people say, but it works, I have rayas, I know that people have gone to these kinds of people, and it works, and it's true, and they have all sorts of skulas and whatever, but that it's irrelevant. I mean, we serve Hashem, and the mitzvah is Tam Tiyem Hashem Elokecha. If it works, it doesn't work, it doesn't make a difference. We're not supposed to be interested in trying to predict the future. We're supposed to be interested in doing mitzvos and serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Number two, that Rabbi Yossi Ish Hutzal said, Minayin Yodea B'Chaveiro Shehu Gadol Menu Afilu B'Dav Rechad Shechayiv Linog Bo Kavod. How do I know that you have to honor somebody who's greater than you at anything, even if you didn't really learn anything from him? Certainly if you've learned something from him, the Mishnah tells us in the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos that you have to call him Rebbe if you learned something from him. The Gemara learns from David and Achitofel that David called Achitofel because of two things that he learned from him. He called him his Rabbo Va'alufo, Tosus points out. So if you didn't learn anything from him, you don't have to treat him like your Rebbe, but you do have to give him some sense of kavod. How do I know that? Shenemar, because the Pasuk in Daniel says, was. He was from the Sarei Melech Tar Yavesh, and the Melech says, Kol Kavel Di Ruach Yetei Rebe, that he had this Ruach Chachma Yiseira, he had this tremendous sense of Chachma, and Malka Ashes La'akamusei Al Kol Malchusa, and the Melech thought to appoint him as the ruler over his Malchus, and that's the Kavel, that he was knowing, because he had this quality about him. And the third thing that Rabbi Yossi Yeshutzal taught us is Vayosheves Al Dam Tor. If a woman finished her Yemei Tara on the 41st day after giving birth to a baby boy, or the 81st night rather after giving birth to a baby girl, Asura L'Shamish, that it's Asur Tavtash Shamita. And the reason is because up until that point, even if she was seeing Dam, she would still have Tashma Shamita, because the halach is on a Daraisa level. After a woman gives birth to a baby boy, she's Tamei for 7 days, but then the next 33 days she's Tahar no matter what. She's Tahar even if she bleeds the whole time. She's Tahar. That's called Dam Tahar. We're not knowing Dam Tahar anymore. Shulchan Aruch we paskin that Dam Tahar we treat like Dam Nida, but that's the din on a Daraisa level. Or after a baby girl, 14 days of absolute Tumah, whether there's blood or no blood, and then 66 days of absolute Tara, whether there's blood or no blood. So since she's so accustomed to having Tashma Shamita, even if there is blood, so we have to be choshesh that on that night we don't want them to have tashmish, because we have to be choshesh that even if they see dam, they're still going to have tashmish because they're so accustomed to doing so from the past several weeks of dam tohar. So ad kama, until when is she asura to have tashmish? Amar av ona, it's just one ona. That night they refrain from tashmish to sort of shift gears from a mindset of dam tohar to a mindset of normal life, where if she sees dam, she's going to be asura, and if she doesn't see dam, she'll be mutara. So now the Gemara brings who this Rabbi Yossi Yeshutzal is. Tana, who Yosef Yeshutzal, the person who's called Yosef Yeshutzal, who said these halachos, also has other names. Who Yosef Abavli, he's also called Yosef Abavli. Who Isi ben Gorarye, who Isi ben Yehuda, who Isi ben Gamliel, who Isi ben Malalel, Umashimo, Isi ben Akavya Shimo. So he's known by all these names, even though his real name was Isi ben Akavya. Who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, and we also find another Chacham that had a lot of different names, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaklo, who Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ila'a. So we, the three Tanaim who had a lot of different names. Yosef Yeshutzal is Yosef Abavli, and then Isi is Isi ben Arye, Isi ben Yud, Isi ben Gamliel, Isi ben Malalal, and his real name is Isi ben Akavya. And then the third one was Rabbi Yitzchak ben Tavla, is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaklo, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Ila'a. Why did all these people, they didn't have different names. Their father, they kept changing the name of their father. You know, you want to change your own name. It's one of why you keep changing your father's name. So the Halachas Katanos points out that they probably, Shas HaShmad, had to run away and had to hide from the government. So the father's name was like a last name. So they would change their last name so they wouldn't easily be found. It's much easier to change the last name than the first name, because everyone calls you by your first name and you naturally respond to your first name. So they would change their last name so they wouldn't easily be found. The Marsha writes, Nida, Daflam Vavim Beis, in the Chiddush HaGadol, that the father had so many different qualities that he was called by these different names that each reflect a different quality of the father. So it was like a kavod for the father to call the father by these different names. A lot of times also when we say Ben in the Gemara, it doesn't really mean that was the father's name. It's just a way of describing the person himself. So maybe we're describing different milos about the person himself. So the Gemara just adds something else. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha de Shmaita, Stam Rabbi Yitzchak, that's quoted in Halacha, always means Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. Hu Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas da Gadita. When you have a Stam Rabbi Yitzchak that's quoted in Agada, it means Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas. V'simenaich. And the way to remember who's who is by remembering the Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Shma'uni Achai Va'ami. Shma'uni Achai, you'll remember that in Shmaita, it's Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. Shma'uni b'Shmaita Achai. Acha is Rabbi Yitzchak ben Acha. And Mimele, you'll know that the other one is the one from Agada. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas is the one that's the Stam Rabbi Yitzchak in Agadita. Amar Rabbi Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elai, Achol Betzel V'Shev Betzel. That if a person eats very cheap foods, he eats onions, cheap vegetables, then he'll always have shade within which to sit, meaning he's not going to have to sell his house because he'll be able to make his mortgage payments if he keeps his diet pretty cheap, if he doesn't have very expensive tastes in foods. Don't eat avazim v'tarnagolin, which are considered to be the most delectable and expensive foods there are, because then you're always going to want it, and based on that, you're going to have to sell your house, you're going to have to sell other things in order to be able to support that type of diet. And in general, good advice is to eat a little bit less, and if you want to invest in something, invest in your home. Add to the home, that will increase value, that will always be there. Whatever you eat and drink is going to be gone, and it's only going to make you accustomed to having very expensive tastes, which is going to be difficult to keep up. When Ula came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, "Matlan matlan b'marava." They used to give a mashal in Eretz Yisrael. Do'achal al yasa, if a person eats the alya, tashi bi'ilisa, he's going to have to hide away. Meaning, if a person eats very expensive foods, he's going to owe a lot of money. His creditors are going to come after him, and he's always going to have to be hiding. Do'achal kakuli, but if a person eats vegetables, akikli demasa shachiv, he could stand in the most public place in the city and not have to worry. He could hold his head up high. He's not going to have credit card debt. He's not going to have it, so he doesn't have to worry that people are after him all the time. He doesn't have to live a life of anxiety where he's always looking over his shoulders. So it's always a good idea to maintain a more modest lifestyle so that a person should not be in debt. I heard an interview with someone who's there's a from guy from a Hasidic family who's like a major financial planner or something. I don't know. I forgot the fellow's name. And they asked, what's your advice for financial success? And he said, don't have any credit cards. Shouldn't have any debt whatsoever. And as you make more money in life, don't change your lifestyle at all. Continue on with a modest lifestyle as you continue to make more money, and then you'll be fine. That's exactly the Gemara's advice. Keep a modest lifestyle, and then don't go into debt, and then you don't have to worry about anything. Okay, says, I mean, you'll have other things to worry about, but you won't have to worry about money at least. Okay, so says the Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, starts talking about the Seder now. So now we get into the actual Seder night. So this is mamish, like going into Pesach. These sugyas are exactly what we need. Mozgalo kos rishon. A person pours a kos for kiddush, the first kos of yayin on the Seder night. Beishami omrim mvarich al yom, v'achar kach mvarich al yayin. That first you say the brach of kiddush ayom, and then you say the bar priya gafen. Beisil omrim mvarich al yayin, v'achar kach mvarich al yom. First the bar priya gafen, and then you say the bracha of kiddush ayom. Now the lashon mozgulo sounds like he shouldn't be pouring his own kos. That's what the Rama writes in Hilchos Pesach and Sim Tafayin Gimel, that the minig is that when it comes to the kos by the Seder, other people should pour for you. That's derech erus. So we use such a lashon, mazgulo, they pour it for him, the kos. So then you have this machlokas, which bracha comes first. Now this machlokas is not a uniquely meseches psachim machlokas. We had the exact same machlokas by every kiddush of Shabbos and Yom Tov. And that's why we had in Maseches Brachos and Daf Nun Aleph and Beis. It just happens to be that it's nogeya to the Seder night as well, because the first of the Dalet Kosos is the Kosel Kiddush. So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa elaborates. Dvarim Shebe Mesham Bisil B'Suda. There are a number of issues that Beisham Bisil disagree about with regard to Suuda. Beisham Yom Varach Al Yom Varach Hachach Varach Al Yayin. Beisham says, like we just learned from the Mishnah, that the Brach of Kiddush Hayom comes before the Bar Priya Gafen. Why? Two reasons. That it's the Kedusha Sayom that causes you to have wine before the Suda. Normally you would think that you would drink wine during the Suda. Why are we drinking wine before the Suda? Only because of the Yom, and therefore it makes sense to acknowledge the Kedusha Sayom before we recite the Bracha on Yayin. So the post can discuss, yeah, and what if you're Mekadesh Alapas? What if you don't have any Yayin? I mean, again, this is Nogeya to every Shabbos, every Yad. So what if you're Mekadesh Alapas? And Tosa Rush writes that it's not shaykh if you're Mekadesh al pas, because even if it had not been for Kedushas Hayom, the pas would be called the Masuda. You'd always have the pas before the Suuda, obviously. That's how you start a meal. And the Tzlach writes in Brachos as well that it's not shaykh by Mekadesh al pas, because the Chiv of Achilles pas b'Shabbos is a Chiv b'fnei atzmo. It's not a function of the Chovas Kiddush. Meaning, even if you didn't have a Chiv of Kiddush, you'd have to have, you'd still have a Chiv of Suuda Shabbos, you'd still have a Chiv of pas. The Aruch Lener, Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav, says that the reason that this reason is knowing on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well, but by the Kiddush of the Lel Seder, it's not this reason is not Shaykh, because the drinking of wine in the Lel Seder is not a function of Kiddush Seyom. I mean, we're saying, what's the first reason? Because the Yom is Goreim Liayin Sheyavo. The Kiddush Seyom is what's Goreim Liayin. No, you have a Chiv of Dal Kosos that's Goreim. The Kiddush Seyom is not the Kiddush Seyom. It's not this cup of wine is not only for the sake of the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's also for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. So that first reason of Beis Shammai may not even be Nogeya to the Seder night, says the Aruch Lener. And Ukvar Kiddush Seyom. And the second reason is Ukvar Kiddush Seyom Vadayin Yayin Loba. That in terms of chronologically, Kedusha Seyom happens before we actually recite Kiddush. I mean, Kedusha Seyom happens when it gets dark outside, so the day begins, and that's when Kedusha Seyom sets in. So that happens chronologically before we're actually reciting Kiddush, and therefore we acknowledge and recite the Brach of Kedusha Seyom before we recite Kiddush. Beis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel says, Mivarech al Yayin v'acharkach Mivarech al Yom. No, first the Brach on Yayin, then the Brach on Yom. Why? Misha Yayin Goreim l'Kiddush HaTeomer. Because the wine is what caused Kiddush to be said. Because if you didn't have wine or bread to be Mekaddish on, you would not be able to say the Brach of Kiddush, and therefore you should say the Brach on the Yayin first. The mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos is a Din D'Oraisa. However, there's a Machlokas Rishonim whether Kiddush al Yayin is D'Oraisa. Tosos back on Kuv Vav Amid Aleph had such a suffix. In Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, Tosos says that Kiddush Al Yayin is Pashut, that it's only Midrabanan, and that's Shitas HaRambam as well in Perek Chav Tesef El Chashabes, that Kiddush Al Yayin is Drabanan. However, the Rashba in Shabbos Chav Gimel, the Rosh in Simen Hei, the Ran in Masech HaShabbos hold that the Chiv of Kiddush Al Akos is a Chiv Kiddush Mida Oraisa. Rabbi Kivega famously in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch assumes not that way, that the Chiv Kiddush Mida Rice is just to say Shabbat Tava, that you don't need to have Kiddush Alakos. But if you hold the Chiv of Kiddush Alakos is Midah Raisa, so then certainly Hayayin Gorim the Kiddush Etayamer, that you can only say Kiddush with Yayin. The Yayin is what's Gorim Kiddush to be said, because that's the Chiv Da Raisa. You can't be Mekayim without Yayin, or at least with Pas. But if you hold the Kiddush Alakos is Midrabanan, what do you mean Hayayin Gorim the Kiddush Etayamer? If I didn't have Yayin, I would have to say Shabbat Tava. I would still have a mitzvah of Kiddush. So the Tosfos Rid explains that the Chiv of Kiddush Min HaTorah, you could be Mekayim and the Mekadish HaShabbos B'Tfilah. The Chum were Mesakin to be to say it al HaKos again, a second time. And therefore, if you don't have a Kos, you don't have to say Kiddush again. So it turns out, Hayayin Gorim L'Kiddush HaTeyamer, meaning that since I'm being Mekayim the mitzvah Mida Oraisa B'Tfilah, so the only reason I'm saying it again is because I have a kos. Had I not yet said the mitzvah of done the mitzvah of Kiddush in any which way, so it's the yayin is not gorim l'kiddush tamer. I would have to say I have a chiv d'oraisa to say some words of Kiddush. But once I've already said Kiddush, why am I saying Kiddush again? Once I've already davened and I said Kiddush Shabbos, I said Shabbat Tatava, why am I saying Kiddush again? Oh, the yayin is gorim l'kiddush tamer because the rabban were mesakin Kiddush al kos. That's what's causing me to say Kiddush again. Davar acher, another explanation for Shita. The space hello, why we do what we do, where we say Baruch Pri HaGafen before we say the actual bracha of Kiddush, because Birch Sayayin Tadira, Birch Sayom, Eina Tadira, V'tad V'sheina Tadir Tadir Kodem. The bracha on Yayin is Tadir, because we do it all the time, we always say Baruch Pri HaGafen, where the bracha on Kiddush Sayom is not so Tadir, it's only on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And in general, Tadir V'sheina Tadir Tadir Kodem, we always go with that which comes up more frequently first. And as Seder Kedima, that which comes more frequently. V'hilchsa Divrei Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. Ask the Gemara, my davar acher, why does Beis Hillel need this second reason of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem? What's wrong with the reason of Hayayin Gorim L'Kiddush Sheteyamer? The Ritva points out in Maseches Brachos, we could have asked the same question B'Shamay. B'Shamay also quotes two reasons. Why are we only asking on Beis Hillel? So he says that the derech of the Gemara is to only ask this when it says Beferish davar acher or Va'omer. So we'll always ask, my davar acher, my Va'omer. B'Shamay didn't use such a lashon, so since he didn't use such a lashon, we don't ask that kasha. It doesn't really explain why. So why did he use that lashon? Why didn't Beis Shammai use that lashon? The Tzlach in Maseches Bracha says that it's not a kasha Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai needs both of his reasons. Because the reason of Hayom Gorim Liayin Sheyavo is not Shayach if you're Makadish al Pas, because the Chiyuv of Achilas Pas B'Shabbos is an independent Chiyuv. It's not about the Chiyuv of Kiddush. And the reason of Kvar Kiddush Hayom V'Adayin Yayin Loba, it doesn't always apply, because you can be Yotze Kiddush, you make early Shabbos. So you say Kiddush before Kiddush Hayom actually came on its own. So each reason of Beis Shammai is incomplete. Each reason of Beis Shammai has some sort of weakness in it. So that's why we need to mention both reasons of Beis Shammai, and the Gemara understands that. So the Gemara is asking, my davar acher on Beis Hillel. That's how the Tzlach understands. So the Gemara explains, I'll tell you why my davar acher v'chi teima, if you're going to want to tell me that you should still say Birchas Hayom before Birchas Hayayin, because Hasam Tarti, when it comes to Birchas Hayom, there are two reasons to say it first, v'hachachada, but when it comes to Birchas Hayayin, there's only one reason to say it first, so hachanami tarti ninu. Meaning, once Beis Shammai gave two reasons, it was critical for Beis Hillel to give two reasons. Because once you recognize that Beis Shammai has two reasons to mention Kiddush Hayom first, Beis Hillel is going to need two reasons to say Birchas Hayayin first. So we mentioned Tadir Sheinu Tadir Kodem as a second reason for the Beis Hillel. Then we said that the halacha follows Beis Hillel. Pshita, Danavat Baskel, of course halacha is like Beis Hillel. A Baskel came in a Shemayim and told us that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. So says Marna, Iba Yisayim HaKodem Baskel. It could be that it was before the Baskel, and we still needed to paskin each time there was machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. V'iba yisayim la'achar baskol, Rabbi Yeshua yihidamar yimashkichim baskol. Or maybe this was even after the baskol, but we're following the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who says it ain't mashkichim b'baskol, that we're not supposed to pay attention to a baskol. So according to him, by every other machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, someone who wants to do like Beis Shammai is perfectly entitled to do so, and someone who wants to do like Beis Hillel is perfectly entitled to do so. So that's what the Brice is telling us, that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, in this machlok, you're not entitled to do like Beis Shammai. In this machlokas, halacha ke Beis Hillel. Now, Tosfos points out that Rabbi Yeshua's notion of ein mashkichim baskol, it comes from Bamitzia daf nun tes, on the maisa that they had a machlokas, Rabbi Lozor and the Chamim, about tanur shalach noi, until Rabbi Lozor said, the malacha kamosi min ha-shamayim yochichu, and the baskol came out and said, malacha meitzel Rabbi Lozor, halacha kamosa b'kol makom. So Amud Rabbi Shaul Raglav, and he said, lo ba-shamayim, we don't listen to a baskol. So Tosfos raises the question, why when it comes to that machlokas between Rabbi Lozor and the Chachamim, the halacha is nikva kefi the Chachamim, we paskin like the Chachamim, and we taka don't listen to the baskel that said to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Whereas machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we paskin like the baskel, we paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. So which is it? Do we listen to a baskel or do we not listen to a baskel? So Tosa suggests that the baskel that came to paskin like Rabbi Eliezer was against the Rabbin, meaning it's not that we dafka don't listen to the baskel, it's that we ignore the baskel. I mean, the baskel doesn't play a role in the halacha. We have rules in halacha. Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. So when the baskel comes to support the rabim, okay, it's not because we're listening to the baskel. We're going to paskin like the rabim. Beis Hillel is the rabim against the Beis Shammai, so we're going to paskin like the Beis Hillel. When the baskel comes to support a yachid and not the rabim, so then we're not going to listen to the baskel. That's how Tosfos points out. In Rabbeinu Nisim Gon in Brachos Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, he says that the baskel that said that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer said more than just halacha Rabbi Eliezer. It said malachem etzel Rabbi Eliezer shalacha kamosa b'chol makom. So maybe halacha kamosa means with other things, he says, but not in that machlokas. So the baskel was dafka trying to say, leave Rabbi Eliezer alone. You know, he's a good guy. We normally paskin like him. Halacha kamosa b'chol makom. Maybe b'chol makom means and not over here. That's what Rabbeinu Nissim Gon suggests. But generally, we assume based on this principle of lo b'shamayimi that the baskel is not going to be machriya the halacha in one direction or another. We've discussed in the past that there are other situations where it seems that min hashamayim there was an indication of how to paskin one way or another, and we similarly don't give it any extra credence just because it's min hashamayim. I think Alex Herman mentioned last night in his shiur that he gave from the Magid Meisharim. The Magid Meisharim was a Beis Yosef flirt with the Malach, so it all came from a Malach. So you can say that everything there we automatically have to paskin like whatever it says, or Shalos Tshuvos min hashamayim. There was one of the Balei Tosos learned what used to go to sleep at night, and you get tshuvas min hashamayim. Do we have to paskin like everything it says min hashamayim? Pashtus is not. That's what Avadi Yosef writes in the tshuva. We assess it like we would assess any other shita in Rishonim. Shalos tshuvas min hashamayim was written by one of the Balei HaTosfos. So we don't say, since he got it straight from Shemayim, we automatically have to paskin like him. No, we have to make an assessment based on like any other Rishonim. What do the Rov Rishonim say? What are the Rayas? And we go through the normal avenues of Psak Halacha. Okay, next Mishnah. So says Mishnah, Hevil Lefanav. They then bring in front of him. Only thing is, the Mishnah doesn't say what they bring in front of him. They bring in something in front of him. So Rashi and the Rashbam say vegetables. They bring vegetables in front of him. However, Rabbi Chananel, the Rambam in the 8th paragraph of Chametz Matzah, tells us to say, no, it means they bring the Shulchan for the Seuda in front of him. Okay, so they used to, but now that they have the Shulchan, there's a vegetable on that Shulchan, because the Allah is that they would bring vegetables before the Seuda as a way of, that's referring to Karpas, of course, as a way of demonstrating that we're doing things differently tonight. And the Rishonim point out, the purpose of that is to get the children to ask, because ultimately we need them to ask the Manishtana. That's going to be critical to the mitzvahs of the Seder, to have the children ask the Manishtana. So that's what in the Emek Bracha, Rav Pomeranchuk writes in the name of Rav Chaim, that there are three differences between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Other Talmidim of the Briska Rav have four differences, five, I think of Salvejik, you say five differences in Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein's Haggadah Shal Pesach Siach Hagrid from his grandfather, from Rav Salvejik. I think he has four or five differences, but Rav Pomeranchuk in Emet Bracha says there are three differences between Sipur and Zechira. Sipur is Dafka Derek She'ela Tshuva. Zechira that we do every night of the year, it doesn't have to be She'ela Tshuva. You just mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim, so that's on everyone's list, right? That it's got to be that the kids are asking questions. Another difference is Sipur is to tell the whole story, not just to mention that there was a Yitzias Mitzrayim. To tell the whole story and to be Maskel Begnus Mesayim B'Shevach. Zechira does, you don't have to be Maskel Begnus. The mitzvah of Sipur includes the reasons for the mitzvahs. Pesach, the matzah zu'al shema, marah zu'al shema, right? Whereas when it comes to zechira, you don't have to have any props. You don't need the reasons for the mitzvahs in front of you. Okay, so they would bring the karpas, mitabel b'chazeres. He would eat the chazeres. It's a strange lashon. It means he'd eat the chazeres b'tibel. He would dip the chazeres. Chazeres, we're assuming, even though that's the primary vegetable he's supposed to use for marah, at this point we're assuming he's using it for charoses. And the eating that chazaras before you get to the point of achilas marar, because after you eat matzah, where you say al achilas marar, which you're gonna have after the achilas matzah, because the ikar mitzvah marar is after matzah. So even though you're eating chazaras now, it's not the primary mitzvah marar. That's gonna be later. Hevil lefan of matzah v'chazaras. Then they bring the matzah that he's gonna be yotzei the mitzvah with, and the chazaras, which meaning the lettuce that he's gonna be yotzei the mitzvah marar with. V'charoses, and they bring charoses v'shnei tavshilin, and they also bring shnei tavshilin. Avol b'shein charoses mitzvah. Then the Mishnah says, "Come and Tanakama holds, even though matzah is a mitzvah and marah is a mitzvah, charoses is not a mitzvah." Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok Omer, mitzvah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok says charoses absolutely is a mitzvah. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah says, according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok, that charoses is a mitzvah. Then there should be a bracha asher kiddushan v'msos v'tzivanu al achilas charoses. Meaning, if you in fact hold charos is a mitzvah, it should require a birchsa mitzvah. However, the Rambam in the 7th parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that even according to Rabbi Tzadok, we do not mevarech al charoses. How do I know? Because he paskins a charoses is a mitzvah, but he never says anything about a bracha on the charoses. So something changed. Right, two things change. First, whether you paskin like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok or not, the Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, we must not, because if we did, we would say al achilas charoses, a bracha al achilas charoses. And then in the Mishnah Torah, he says we paskin like Rav Elazar Rav Tzadok. It is a mitzvah. Yet he l'shitaso, he does not say that you have to say a bracha al achilas charoses. So why? I understand he wants to change his mind in Pesach, but why would he change his mind in terms of if it is a mitzvah, whether there's a birchas a mitzvah? So Rav Shachter in Eretz HaTzvi in Simon Gimel points out two suggestions. Number one, the tour suggests that you don't make a bracha on charoses even though it's a mitzvah because it's tafel to marar. So we should realize that's a very big chiddush, that since charoses goes along with the mitzvah marar, you're only mevarich on the ikar and you have to be mevarich on the tafel. The ikar is marar. We have such a klal in birchas hananin. To suggest that there's such a klal in birchas hamitzvos is a very big chiddush, that when you you have two mitzvahs, and one is a nikkur, one is a tafel, that you don't make a bracha on the tafel. That may depend on the chakira of why it is that you don't make a bracha on the tafel in Birchas Hananin. Is it that the bracha on the ikkur includes the tafel, or that the chacham were never misakin a bracha on the tafel when you are saying a bracha on the ikkur? So it could be that when it comes to Birchas Mitzvahs, that maybe you could say the bracha on the ikkur mitzvah includes the tafel, but to assume that the chum were not misakin a bracha on another mitzvah is difficult. Another possibility, Rav Shachter says, tfei hayinir lefarish bedasa Rambam, is that the idea that you have to be tovel the karpas and the matzah and the mar in the charoses is not a mitzvah tibul. It's a mitzvah of the ikur mitzvah is that the charoses should just be there at the su'uda, not that you have to actually do the tibul. That's not the mitzvah that we're talking about. And in general, the rule is by birchas mitzvah is that you only have, you say birchas mitzvah when there's a maisa mitzvah. If there's no maisa mitzvah, then there's no birchas mitzvah, even if there is a mitzvah present. And that's why that explains the strange lashon of the Rambam. When the Rambam writes the mitzvah of charoses in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, he writes umvin al shulchan, that they would be mevi al shulchan the charoses. Of course they'd be mevi al shulchan. Why would he mention that they bring it to the table? Because that's the whole mitzvah, is that it should be on the shulchan. There is no maisa mitzvah that's actually done. If there's no maisa, memela, there's no bracha. Okay, so that's the machlokas in the Mishnah. And the mikdash, they also have to bring the carbon pesach at that point. So says Gemara, Amrei Shlakish, Zosa Meres, what we derive from our Mishnah, where it says, metabel b'chazeres, until they get to Parparas HaPas, which means they're eating lettuce before the mitzvah of Maror. So you see, mitzvah shrichs kavana, that it must be mitzvah shrichs kavana, because how can you have karpas with a vegetable that's rotui for Maror and not be yotz in the mitzvah of Maror? Later on, you're going to say alachilus Maror. It must be because you're not having kavana yet to be yotz in the mitzvah of Maror. So kiven de lo bidon chiv de maru da achilei, b'bar priya damu da achilei. You're not eating this as part of your mitzvah of Maror. You're eating it as your bar priya damu da lo kavana. In the Marar, so you're not having kavanah for the Marar. Hilchach by the Mahadur, the Mitzvah, Ladbule, Lashem Marar. So that's why later on you can dip your Marar in your Charoses and you have Marar. Disalkadai, the Mitzvah, Lobaye Kavanah, Lamali Tretibule, because if Yold Mitzvah says Shrichs Kavanah, why would he dip twice? Vatavale Chaduzimni, you already had Marar earlier in the meal. Says Marar Mimai, I don't know if that's a Raya, the Mitzvah Shrichs Kavanah, Dilmali Yold Mitzvah says Shrichs Kavanah. Udakam, Tretibule, Lamali, why then would I dip twice? Kiechitilavia, Keralitinokos, we do a lot of weird things in order that the children to ask questions, we need them to ask the Manishtana to be Mechayiv, the Sipur Yisrael Mitzrayim. V'chiteima im kein l'shmin and shar yirakos. So if you're going to say that, then let the Tana tell me that when you do the Tibul Rishon, that you should use other vegetables that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah Mara with, and the Tibul Sheni should be with Mara, and that will also be a hacker for the Tinokos. Why does it have to tell me a case where you only have Mara? It must be to tell me the fact that a Dafka wanted to phrase it in such a case where you only have Mara, is to tell me this Chiddush of Mitzvah Shrichs Kavanah. So the Gemara says, nah, not a Raya. Yesh min shayi rakos. If it were to tell me about other vegetables, have min hechadika shayi rakos, it would have been treti bulei aval chazeres luchuda lo bay treti bulei. I would have thought that only when you have other vegetables do you need to do karpas. But if all you have is lettuce, then you don't even need to do karpas. Kamashman dafil chazeres be inan treti bulei keich lavi ba'akera latinokos. That's why he wants to tell me that even when you have only chazeres, you need to dip twice, in order that it should be a hacker for the tinokos. V'o tanya, and we have another brisa as far as the chiyuv of achilas maror. Acholon demai yotza. If you bought the vegetable that you're using for maror from an ama aretz, and you don't know if chumas meiser was taken from it, you yotze the chiyuv because the chum allowed aniyim to eat peros demai. So even if an usher were to eat it, he's yotze his chiyuv because you see that it's not an absolute iser. Acholon b'lo meskavin yotza. You eat maror without kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah. You yotze, meaning mitzvos ein shrichos kavana. Achal l'chatzayin, if you eat a chatzi zayis and then another chatzi zayis separately, yotze the chiyuv, because they're mitztariv to gzayis shalem. Uvvash le'yisha ben achil l'chavirta yosem k'day achilas pras. As long as you don't delay between one and the other more than a k'day achilas pras, so that you can have a tziruf between the achila of the two chatzai zayis. So says the Gemara answers. So the point over here is that
from the fact that the Brisa says that if you eat mar below kavana, you yotze, so you see mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. So it's a kasha and reish lakish. How can you tell me mitzvah tzrichas kavana? Here you have beferish in the Brisa, the mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana. And it's a gemara tanaihi. It's a machlokas tanaim. This is an old machlokas from a sechs rosh shana. Titani Rabbi Yossi Omer, av pich tibu b'chazaris, mitzvah lavi lefan of chazaris v'charosa, shnei tafshilin. The Rabbi Yossi says that even if you already ate some lettuce earlier in the meal for karpas, you still need to do mar. So you see that the Tibul Rishon, you were not yotze the mitzvah mar. Why? Because mitzvah shrichas kavana. So it's a machlokas tanaim. Va'akati mimai dil maksav Rabbi Yossi mitzvah saying shrichas kavana v'adabin trei tibul kech d'tavi akere l'tinokos. Still, is that necessarily a raya in the sugi of mitzvah shrichas kavana? Maybe that's just about getting the children to ask questions. Imkein my mitzvah. Why would he say that it's a mitzvah to bring chazaras? It's not a mitzvah minatari. He's already mekayim the mitzvah v'achilas marar. It should have just said mevi'in the fun of chazaras v'charosa. If that's all it was about, was getting the kids to ask questions. My shnei tafshilin, what are these shnei tafshilin you're supposed to eat? Am Rav Huna, silka va'aroza, beets and rice. That was part of his seder. Rav Avma, he didn't have a minig of kidneys. Rav Avma, have mahadra, silka va'aroza, all the love can put me to Rav Huna. Once Rav Huna said that that's what his practice was, Rav was makbid to dafki eat those two cooked foods. Am Rav Ashmamina mid Rav Huna, las techai shalad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, titani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer, orez min daganhu. Must be that we reject Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he holds that rice is a grain, and therefore be chiv karis to eat it. So Adam Yotzi with chavas pesach, and that you could use it even for matzah. That rice matzah would be matzah. We obviously reject that. We hold that it's not a grain, and that's why you could have it as one of the shnei tafshilin. Chizkem rafilu dagu beitz hashalav. Even a fish with an egg cooked on it is also shnei tafshilin. Rav Yosef mitzorik shnei minei basar echad zecher lepesach echad zecher lechagiga. You need two types of meat. One lezecher karm pesach, the other lezecher karm chagiga. And Ravina amar afilu garma ubishula, even a piece of meat and the sauce that it's in are considered to be shnei tafshilin for this purpose. Okay, Bezrashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with pshita toward the bottom of the page. Everyone have a great day.